And if you think about the farmers with their plow horses standing behind the horse, but so we've had to teach the horses sometimes how to be able to move that way rather than being led, because it helps to have the horse be in a frame or move particularly well, and we can control that very well from behind, actually, with long
lines. Even
turning. We start out with straight lines, and then we go into circles, and we do what they call serpentines, which is like crisscrossing across the arena, and doing circles, large circles, small circles, figure eights. They have to be able to go through a maze and over obstacles that we provide.
I think we ought to hear from some of the other people that are here. Joan Lundborg is one of your clients, an adult rider. Joan, you tell us that you're 70 years old, which surprises me because you look much younger than that. But you had a stroke and I guess a fall before you had the stroke. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us about your experience with Renaissance Healing Center.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, it was a miracle that when I got off the horse for the first time that I could walk more normally and that I had less pain. The pain had come from my fall and had been with me for about 6 months. And I was
a back pain?
A back pain, lower back pain. And I was pitched over to the side, which is called scoliosis in medical terms. And it was very difficult for me to walk, so my physical therapist that I'd had before suggested the hippotherapy, and I went down, not expecting much because I had not really regained much ability to walk well. And when I got on the horse, it was very easy. I sat on the horse as if I would sit on a sofa, so for older people, it's not threatening at all.
What do you mean? You sat like side on the side?
Yes. Fran has a platform with steps or a ramp up to it, and she told me to just sit down as I was sitting, like I would be sitting on a sofa, and it was very comfortable and non-threatening. And then I was able to put my leg astride the horse and ride, and it was the gentle motion of the horse, I think, that loosened up the lower back muscles.
Had you ridden as a child or younger in your adult life?
I started really riding when I was 30 and then gave it up after about 20 years, so I hadn't ridden for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So you experienced a reduction in pain, is that right?
And definitely.
And your balance, you say, has improved?
My balance or my ability to stand straighter has improved so that I can walk better, more like a normal walk for a person. The horse helped my brain get the idea of the rhythm of the walk, which I wasn't able to do in conventional physical therapy.
How does that work, Fran, that that the brain picks up the signal and then makes it its own over time? Is that the theory?
I think what we're doing is we're recreating patterns of movement that we always had from childhood. In Joan's case, of course, she was walking normally before her stroke and before she fell. And what I think that we're doing is creating new neural pathways. And so the brain is learning new movements, or we're superimposing a more normal movement over an abnormal movement. Because if you think about it, the horse is actually an intact nervous system, has this intact nervous system. And so we're creating the patterns that should be produced for the person.
Joan, do you notice when you first get off the horse that you're walking more normally and that over a period of time it starts to slip back to the way that's not as appropriate?
Yes, that was true in the beginning, but when I got off the first time, it really was like a miracle that I could walk so much better. And it took, it would last about 2 or 3 days. Now it lasts a week or so. And I think that in time, I'm going to be able to walk completely normally.
That's great. Victoria, you have a 5.5-year-old daughter, Juliana?
Correct.
And she's been with the program, I think you said, about 10 months or so.
That's right. We started late last summer.
Tell us about her and her condition and what you're experiencing.
Well, Juliana is a bit of a puzzle. She has a variety of diagnoses. She has autism. She also has ataxic